preach from the train today. Might have worked, I don't know. Secular Christmas music can have lyrics about a long winter's nap or dreaming of a white Christmas. I had to look up what sugar plums are again. Dreaming about sugar plums, they're hard candies, so in my case it'd be butterscotch drops. Well, okay. There are references to being up at night in the Bible thinking. And today will not be a directly Christmas sermon, but it'll be kind of a pre-Christmas Christmas sermon. We're going to look at things that Bible people thought about while they were up at night. Weren't dreaming about snow or about candy. Lots of dreams in the Bible. Abraham had a dream. Look at the stars. You will have as many descendants as these stars. Joseph had a dream. He dreamed that all his brothers would bow down to him, but he also, because it was a sun, moon, and 11 stars bowing down to him. Isaiah had a vision of God on the throne. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Saul, New Testament Saul, later the Apostle Paul, had a dream, a vision of Jesus on the Damascus road. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? So, lots of dreams in the Bible. Today we're going to look at mostly Psalms. If you'll turn to Psalm chapter 3. Up all night thinking. Psalm chapter 3 is David, or at least the middle-aged copyist thought it was about David. And he's up all night. And we see in verse 5. Psalm 3, verse 5, I lay me down to sleep. So he's sleeping. That's what this is about. And now we'll read verses 3 and 6 through 8. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves around about me. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. You have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessings upon his people. He's praying for protection. He's up at night saying, protect me from all these troublemakers. Protect me from all these enemies. Put a shield around me, and then kind of be a glory. So we'd say, shield and shining. Carry me. Lift me up and carry me through all these, we'd say problems in general, but specifically all these problem people. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Now, salvation from sin belongs to the Lord only by trusting in Jesus as Savior. This salvation, though, is a deliverance from other people. Deliverance from other problems. I will not be afraid, it says. So Psalm 3 is about up at night thinking about God, you will protect. You will take me away from all these troubles and troubling people. Now we're going to look at Psalm 16. Psalm 16 is also up at night. And it is true, if we make Psalm 16 messianic, because it does refer to Jesus, but when it was written, it referred to David being up all night. Might look at verse 7. Psalm 16, verse 7, this is our up at night context. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. So you see, it's in bed and up at night, thinking some more about it. So that's basically all we needed about what time it is. I do want to go into a parallel here, just because it's an important topic, but my mind instructs me in the night. The Hebrew word is kidney. We don't talk like that. The Old Testament does talk about my heart and mind. So Western civilization, my heart would keep me up. My mind keeps me up at night. My kidney, but I'm including this mainly because it talks about unborn children having, you form my kidneys. Psalm 139, verse 13. And you wove me like a tapestry. To say in Hebrew, you formed my kidneys, mean you made my soul. You made my soul when I was an unborn child. That's not part of the Christmas message, but kidney is here. Kidney is in Psalm 139. It teaches about unborn children have souls. But that's not what David was up at night thinking about. What he's up all night thinking about, that's verses 1 through 3, and then we'll come back to verses 6 through 7. And it's kind of like, I'm going to live forever. Verses 1 through 3. Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I said to the Lord, you are my God, I have no good beside you. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones, in whom is all my delight. Verse 6. Lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind, kidneys, instruct me in the might. I have set the Lord continually before me. He is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh shall dwell securely. And here's what he's thinking about. You will not abandon my soul to the grave. You will not allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the path of life. Now, in your presence, in the future, is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. So David is up at night thinking that all good comes from God. God will keep all of his promises. He's especially thinking about his future inheritance, his future heritage. And he is up all night thinking, I'm going to live forever. David would not have eternal death. Sheol, Old Testament, Hades, New Testament, can refer to the underworld. It also refers to the grave, where the body goes in the grave, but the soul goes into the underworld. There is a reference in the New Testament that the Holy One who would not undergo decay is the Lord Jesus Christ, who would rise from the dead. The Talmud has corruption on day 4, so he would rise from the dead by day 3. So it does refer to the Lord Jesus Christ. But at the time David was writing this psalm, he's thinking about himself. He's thinking about, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to be in the presence of God forever. Up all night thinking about God's promises. Related, we just did Psalms because it was closer. Related, Isaiah 26:4, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So he's up all night thinking about God, thinking about going to be in God's presence forever, thinking about I won't be in the grave forever. My soul is going to last. We're going to look up verses about saved people being up all night. Right in here, I put some lines about unsaved people being up all night. I will refer to them. We won't look them up. But here are unsaved people up all night. What are they doing? Lots of Bible verses on their planning to do wrong. Psalm 36:4, he places wickedness upon his bed. So I'm sleeping, I'm a little bit awake, but I'm going to plan wickedness. I'm going to think about wickedness. That was Psalm 36. Here's Micah 2, 1 and 2. Woe, our Hebrew word again is oi. Woe to those who scheme iniquity, who work out their own evil upon their beds. When morning comes, they do it, for it is in the power of their hands. They covet fields, they seize them. Horses and houses, and they take them away. So we're not going to look up unsaved people up at night, but usually planning evil. A couple of verses. One is Psalm 26:14. They sound like turning on a bed, back and forth, back and forth, planning evil. In the reference of the Bible, I want this, I want that. I'm going to see how I can get this. Isaiah 28:2 says, their beds and their blankets are too short. There are examples in the Bible of unsaved people up all night. Ahab wanted Naboth's family field. And Naboth was not going to sell his family field. So Ahab was up all night in greed. And Jezebel tells him in the morning to give false charges, take Naboth to court, have him executed, then get the field. King Saul was a believer, but King Saul was up all night, and he was sleepless. He was jealous, he was envious, and he was thinking, how can I kill David? In Luke 12, Jesus told of one greedy person up all night, how can I build bigger buildings? How can I build bigger barns for all of my crops? And in Luke 12:20, God calls him a fool. This night your soul will be taken from you. So we didn't look them up, but there's all kinds of Bible verses about evil people being up all night. We're mainly going to continue now with good people up all night. And turn with me to Psalm 32. We had David up all night thinking about God. And David up all night thinking about his soul will live forever in the presence of God. Now in Psalm 32, he's going to be up at night thinking good about sins being forgiven. There is a reference to a time when he was unforgiven. That's verse 4. Your hand was heavy upon me. I think that's like an Old Testament word of depression. My vitality was drained away from me. It's like summer heat. So he does give reference to unforgiven sin, and it wasn't real good. But he is up all night thinking about how good it is to be forgiven. And we'll go back now to verse 1 of Psalm 32. How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and whose spirit there is no deceit. Now he's going to confess his sins. Verse 5. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore let everyone who is godly pray to you at a time you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not hurt you. The water shall not reach them. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. And I guess we'll go ahead and read the last part, verses 10 and 11. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, unconfessed sin, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving kindness will surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous ones, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. Now it says day and night, but that does include night. So at nighttime, he's up thinking, and he's up thinking that people with unconfessed sin aren't going to feel very good. But people with confessed sin, it's like God is my hiding place. So you can think up at night, God is my protection. He's my hiding place. It's usually a fort from the enemies, but I also think of a storm shelter. All my sins are forgiven. Verse 9 is really well known, verses 8 and 9. I didn't read them because that's not what this sermon is about. This sermon's about being up all night and thinking about, I'm glad I'm forgiven. But verse 8 is, God will teach us. And verse 9 has these verses, don't be ignorant, dumb, like a horse or a mule, in the sense that have unconfessed sin and don't listen to God's instruction. But he's up all night. He had confessed his sin. And he would have been unhappy with unconfessed sin. But because he had confessed sin, he was up all night thinking about good things. In Psalm 103, my sins are removed as far as the east from the west. In Micah 7, they are removed as far as the depths of the sea. So, thinking about all the sins are gone. And he's up all night, happy that he's been forgiven. Now we're going to go to Psalm 127. I'll talk about other ones before we get there. But it's another nighttime text. Psalm 127 is a nighttime text. Psalm 121, which we will not read, says, the Lord will be your keeper. He will not go to sleep. He will be your gatekeeper. He will be your guard. He will not slumber or sleep. God will take care of us, whether the sun is out or the moon is out, day or night. They would kind of sing that one, going up to Jerusalem, and also sing Psalm 127, going up to Jerusalem. And this is known for verse 3 about children again. We're going to stress nighttime. Verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors. He gives to his beloved even his sleep. So there is a reference to nighttime. It's not so much dreaming, but it's kind of like, I don't have to worry. I have worked hard. I couldn't fix everything. I fixed what I could, but I'll turn it over to God. So I don't need to stay up all night and worry. I don't need to get up early and worry. I'll do what I can do about it, but I'll give it to God and go to sleep. Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing. Let your requests be made known to God. The peace of God will guard your hearts and minds. Then related, Old Testament, Ecclesiastes 5:12, the sleep of a working man is, King James, sweet, pleasant in some of the newer translations. So here he is going to bed, no worry. Not up at night all worrying about things. In Psalm 119, he's going to be thinking about the Bible at night. So I did not print Psalm 119, but I think you can see the quotes if you want to. That's up to you. But Psalm 119, he's up all night thinking about the Bible. Here are other verses about the same thing before Psalm 119. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night. So nighttime also thinking about, this is true, that's right, this is what I should be doing. Psalm 1:2, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. So thinking about the Bible at night. Psalm 119 had lots of nighttime verses. That's why I kind of stressed it a little bit more. Psalm 119:55, O Lord, I remember you in the night and keep your law. So he's up all night thinking about the law of God, thinking about the book we call the Bible. Psalm 119:62, at night I will rise and give thoughts to your precepts or ordinances. So he was at night thinking about the Bible, precepts or ordinances. Psalm 119:148, my eyes anticipate the night watches, that I may meditate upon your word. So in the Bible, some were up at night thinking about, this is true, this is right. It doesn't say in the Bible, gotta get up and think about candy. It's not the worst thing in the world. Got to get up and think about a white day tomorrow, a white Christmas, thinking about snow. In the Bible, thinking about Bible truths, especially this time of year, thinking about the Savior coming in Bethlehem to die on the cross and pay for all our sins. The final point is up night thinking about praise. I like songs of praise. I like Christmas music. We do get more CDs out this time of year, the old CDs. Play the Christmas music. I kind of have to play it on Mondays on my day off, otherwise I'll get a brain worm and I'll be singing music when I'm down here trying to make sermons for the banquet and stuff like that. But in the Bible, there's praise at night. We won't turn to them, but here's one. Job 35:10, God gives songs in the night. Psalm 42:8, his song within me in the night. Psalm 77:6, I will remember my song in the night. I will meditate in my heart. My spirit ponders. Psalm 149, getting near the end of the Psalms. Let the godly ones exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their beds. So in the nighttime in the Bible, God's people were thinking that God will protect me. I will live out his plan. I will live out a full lifetime, and then in your presence there will be fullness of joy. They were up thinking about, they've been forgiven. They don't have to feel guilty anymore. They've trusted in Jesus as Savior for the judge's guilt, and then for the Father they've confessed those sins. In Psalm 127, we do what we can. At the end of the day, God gives rest, a good night's sleep. Thinking about Bible truths and Bible praises. So maybe not every trouble will be fixed each time, each night. But there are praising God at the nighttime, turning over the troubles. Maybe not wrong to dream about other good things, but dream about forgiveness. dream about a plan, dream about eternity, dream about praising and exalting God. Would the musicians please come, and we'll later have communion.